Hi, I'm Christian Yordanov. I'm a functional health practitioner and I'm author of a couple of books. This is my latest book. It's on longevity. It's called How to Actually Live Longer, Volume 1. And my main area of specialization as a functional health practitioner is helping women overcome various health challenges. So we're talking about chronic fatigue, gut problems, constipation, bloating, gas, these kinds of things, mood issues and hormonal imbalances. So in terms of mood, generally we're talking about anxiety, irritability, this kind of stuff, blood sugar dysregulation, so cravings, sleep problems are another big one. PMS is generally at the start, when I start working with women, generally, or rather I should say often, PMS is a big issue, and a few months into working with me, it greatly improves. We're talking in some cases, women with debilitating gut dysfunction, where they literally their next meal, they would dread the thought of it because of the gas, the pain, the distension, the bloating, and so on. And their period would be excruciating, and coming up to it, it would be just excruciating. And obviously that would put strain on their relationships and so on. So I've seen a lot of fairly extreme cases. So that's why I'm very confident that I can help you, because after, you know, what I've seen with some of my clients already, I sometimes feel like it cannot get any worse, right? So obviously I've learned a lot through helping women with very serious health challenges, where they're also very sensitive to the protocols that we have to implement. So we have to move slowly, take two steps forward, one step back. So after all of this, I have learned what really works, what works quickly to provide relief to the person, and what works long term to truly create the foundations for optimal health in a person that can be sustained, you know, for the rest of their life. And I teach my female clients, I teach them, I give them the tools they need to, not just to restore their health, but to maintain it without my help, without the need of, you know, various symptom masking chemicals and so on and so forth, right? So I don't know you, but I can tell you, without knowing you, I'm very confident I know at least some of the things, the factors that are contributing to your health issues. And there, you can read about them on the website in more detail. But I want to give you an overview. This is the reason is not to wow you with my knowledge and to impress you with how much I know and all these technical terms I know. It's more to give you an appreciation of the complexity of factors that could be causing whatever health issues you're experiencing, be that skin stuff, eczema, this kind of stuff, sleep problems, hormonal imbalances, just general ambiguous crappiness, feeling crappy, fatigue, low energy, you know, hard to get going in the morning, but then you're wired in the evening, it's hard to fall asleep, waking up at night, you know, sort of these horrible mood swings and feelings around coming up to the period and stuff like that. There's common factors in the modern world that are contributing to these things. So my goal for you, for all my clients, is to teach you what these things are and give you very simple and effective tools with which you can protect your health, restore your health, whatever areas of your metabolism need it, and then continue to thrive, right? So here's a few bullet points that, again, you can read up on the website in more detail. But so when I say hormonal imbalances are a big factor for a lot of women, at least from what I've seen, is the two biggest hormonal imbalances, quote unquote, is estrogen dominance. So relatively high estrogen compared to progesterone, excuse me, and high cortisol, generally both at the same time. And the stress hormones, they tend to rise together. So if one increases, generally others will increase as well. So that's a big issue. And this is what leads to anxiousness, irritability, hot flushes, PMS in cycling women, obviously mood and cognitive issues, right? So high cortisol is or generally elevated cortisol chronically, like a lot of people, we are chronically in a stress state, many of us. That is a very destructive and degenerative hormone, cortisol. And I teach clients how to keep it under wraps. What, not just supplementarily and lifestyle stuff and breathing exercises and things like that. It's more, even more basic stuff or other basic stuff like how you eat, meal timing, macronutrient ratios, how much carbs you eat at what time, how often you eat. So all of these things can, if not done correctly, can predispose you to higher levels of stress because of higher stress hormones like cortisol, adrenaline. So these are very, very fundamental things, the estrogen dominance and the cortisol, that are driving these, all of these imbalances and then some that I mentioned already. So that's a big piece of the puzzle. And a lot of things that women do nowadays, they're kind of not conducive to good hormonal health. So low carb diets, keto diets, carnivore diets, intermittent fasting, water fasting, all of these things are, I do not recommend them at all for women. And generally for men either, but men can take a lot more punishment. Women are more sensitive because the hormonal cycle, that undulation up and down of progesterone and estrogen, that is a lot more sensitive to these insults, which is, you know, when you strip it to its bare essentials, intermittent fasting, water fasting, low carb dieting, skipping meals, all of these things are stresses on the body. A lot of exercise, that's another big one. It's not as common in my female clients, but every once in a while I start working with a woman and she might be going to the gym 6 days a week, and I'm like, that is completely unnecessary. So there's a lot of not just learning, but a lot of unlearning that has to happen when you work with me, because as I discuss in my book, How to Actually Live Longer, Volume 1, there's a lot of stuff in the mainstream, in the zeitgeist, that is not just wrong, not just misguided, but it's downright harmful. And a lot of women, a lot of men, and a lot of people in general are suckered into these things. And I myself have been down this path with all of these things, so I know what it's like. So I like to be the person that helps you decipher which of the many things that you can use your time to do, which of the many foods that you can choose to purchase and eat, which will be, and the supplements, the thousands of supplements you have choice from, which of them are the right ones, not just for now, but for the general, for the future. So not just to restore your health, because your needs will be one, there's one set of needs when you're restoring your health, you may need more support then, but then when you restore your health, metabolic, nutritional, other needs are going to change. So I'll help you pivot when that time comes, and then you will know what to do in the future again to protect your health. Because we really have to be smart with, which brings me to the next point. We have to be smart because the modern world is rife with a lot of toxins. The environment itself is estrogenic, as I kind of talk about on the website. It's an estrogenic environment. So there's a lot of phytoestrogens. So these are plant compounds that have estrogenic properties. Like the simplest example is soy. It has a lot of phytoestrogens. And there's a lot of stuff from plastics and various other toxins, which increase your estrogenic burden as a woman. So a lot of women already hormonally are struggling with too much estrogen or estrogen dominance, and then the environment adds on top of that. And here's where it gets hairy. The I don't know if you've heard of NAFLD. It's kind of become more I guess popular lately. NAFLD or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. This is, I think something like 30% of the American population have this. And then there's NASH or non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, which I think is a few percent more. So a lot of people, to put it simply, a lot of people have liver congestion or just downright fatty and dysfunctional livers. And because the liver is where not just toxins get detoxified, but also estrogen gets detoxified in the liver. So you have the double whammy with a congested liver. You're having trouble detoxing toxins. They're creating a burden in the body. And then estrogen doesn't get detoxified as well or degraded, so it can be excreted. And that just creates an environment that is ripe for ill health to occur. Okay. And that is what I help women address. We do various liver cleanses. We do various detox support practices, which is another area where the dietary, I suppose, trends nowadays have really messed up a lot of women's health. I tell you, I do work with a significant amount of former plant-based folks, vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, Mediterranean diet followers, and so on. And that invariably does not end well. And it's quite a job to undo that damage, especially when it's been going on for like 7, 10 or more years. But here's the where the piece ties in to detoxification. You need a significant amount of protein to support the detoxification enzymes in the liver. It's not this is a big misnomer that eating a lot of plant foods gives you a lot of antioxidants. They're actually more, most of them are more pro-oxidants that stimulate the body to upregulate its detoxification capacities and enzymes. But if you're not getting enough protein from the diet, then what are you upregulating? So the whole eating lots of plants and fiber, this whole thing is really doing a lot of damage to a lot of people. And the fiber piece, if you have gut dysbiosis, digestive issues, the wrong bacteria are overgrowing, which is very often the case, at least with my client population, then eating a lot of fiber, that just feeds those bad bacteria and they create more inflammation. And once you have inflammation in the body, well, that can, in some people, manifest as depression. In other people, it can manifest as headaches, atherosclerosis, heart disease, almost any Alzheimer's disease, almost any disease you can think of has a component of inflammation from bacterial toxins making it into the bloodstream from the gut that they shouldn't be allowed there. So as you can see, all of these things, a lot of people are doing incorrectly through it's through no fault of their own. We're not playing the blame game here. It's more that it's a, you need someone to tell you basically exactly what to do and exactly what not to do in order for you to start addressing the layers of dysfunction that have been accumulating, which finally resulted in various symptoms to manifest. So it's always the symptom is up here, and then underneath, so think of it as the plant or the tree. And so the symptom is at the top, the fruits of all of that dysfunction down below in the roots, right? So when you are using the functional paradigm to address a health issue, you're looking at the person examining. We can use functional lab tests and so on. You can read about that on the website. But we also take into account, what are they eating? You know, what do they work? Where do they live? Stress levels. So all of these things conspire to either create health or create disease or degeneration and dysfunction. So we have to figure out which of these variables, food, water, air, how you breathe, where you live, all that, nutrient intake, deficiencies, polyunsaturated fats, hormonal imbalances, each of these things, we have to figure out which are your specific variables that we need to optimize and address. And then once we start doing that in a systematic manner, then generally, if a person is following the program well, layers of dysfunction start, the body starts to just fix itself, basically, to kind of use very, I suppose, simplistic terminology. But that's literally the key to long-lasting health or addressing a health issue, is give the body what it needs, which is energy, nutrients, low-stress environment, so clean environment and all that good stuff, and then remove the impediments to health that often we throw in our own way. We get in our own way. I'll tell you, I personally have, with my various dietary excursions and adventures, that's how I got parasites, eating raw meat and carnivore back in like 2018. And then before that I did keto and low carb, and I could see, now I realize in hindsight what it was doing to my metabolism. Because I was doing blood work back in the day a lot more, and I didn't have the nuanced understanding back in 2018 to spot the signs of me actually becoming hypothyroid, literally, from all the intermittent fasting and low carb stuff. And my body was being sent signals of scarcity, and hence it was down regulating its metabolism or its metabolic rate as a response to these kind of, what I mentioned, intermittent fasting, low carb diets, keto, and just really not things that are actually stressful and not conducive to good health. So my role is to be your, to guide you, to offer advice, to teach you what to do, and just as importantly, what to stop doing or to not do or to avoid in order to get to the level of health you want to be, and then learn how to maintain it. So that is what I can help you to do. The next step, if what you're hearing so far resonates with you, please get onto my website. The link should be somewhere around you here, or you may already be on the website. You can scroll down towards the bottom of the page. You can read more about it. I truly encourage you, read more about it, listen to some of my podcasts and consume some of my content. If you want to get the book, understand where I'm coming from with some of these things. I am very confident you will understand why I'm confident that I can help you, right? You will see why, right? So when you're ready for the next step, you can go on my website. Any booking form you can use any booking form. So you may already be on the page. You can use that to book a free intro call with me, and then you can see further instructions if you're interested in doing that, what to do, etc., etc. It's a no obligation, very easygoing session. We can discuss your health situation. I can offer some insights, the gist of the approach I would take to help you. And then you can make a choice whether you would like to work with me, and we can take it from there. So that's all I wanted to say. Once again, read up on all the stuff, please. Like I said, the free intro call is completely no obligation, in terms of no strings attached, right? It's free. It's a conversation. If you'd like to have that conversation with me, I'd love to have that conversation with you and see how I can help you. And I think that is it. Thank you for watching.